At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, welcome back in as we continue rolling through here live on The Drive. Coming up behind us every night, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They're doing a little preview of OTAs tonight. And Jonathan M. Alexander, Texans Insider, will also be live with them as well. So they're going to get you ready for it. Area 45 live and local tonight. They will have the postgame show after the Astros play the A's tonight. And they'll discuss that amongst other things as well. Shout out to them. They were in for us yesterday, Area 45. They ran 2-6, so shout out to them. As I just ran into Sean Bajani out in the hallway, ready to go. This is Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, the best late-night sports talk show in all of Houston. Stay tuned for them at 7, coming up behind Texans All Access. And then Tyler will... get ready to get the week off right. Any basketball, baseball tonight? Got any hockey going tonight?
I'm going to have six MLB picks for you. Six MLB picks.
Going away from the Knicks. I hear you. Knicks, Pacers going away from that. Didn't know if maybe you wanted to get in there with the Stars and the Oilers tonight. Not sure.
Maybe later in the week we'll head to the ice. You know, Miro?
No, probably not.
I'm not going to guide you on something I don't know, people.
Although he's not afraid, though. There was something you were guiding us on one time. I can't remember. I'm like, hold on, Tyler. I know you ain't watched a whole lot of that. Coming up behind us, we will do that. All right, Raphael Stone, the general manager of your Houston Rockets, Vanessa Richardson sat down with him, Space City Network, and talked about him with the process of getting the superstar. Here is Vanessa's conversation with the general manager, Raphael Stone.
You know, if you engineer your offense around one player, they're going to score more, they're going to get more assists. I don't think that's in Ime's DNA. So some of this is like just how we're going to go about it. I think we're going to be a team-focused team. That doesn't mean we won't do a trade for a really talented player. But I also think we have really, really talented players on this roster. And I think they're all improving. And so before we trade one or two or three or four of those guys for a more veteran guy, we want to make sure that we give this current group room to grow. The huge caveat to all of that is the job is to win championships. That is my one and only goal. And if we think there's a better path than continuity, we would pursue it. But right now that bar is pretty high.
Is this leaning you anywhere when you hear this? This leaning you anywhere in terms of decision that they might make this offseason?
I don't think it really moved me. I think they're going to make a move. I think they're going to make a move. I think they know they need to make a move. But I tell you what it does, Ron. It leans me more into the Rockets than I already was. I just, Raphael Stone's words there, man. I love the point about Ime's DNA, and I don't think Ime's that guy. That tells me that Raphael Stone and M.A. Doka are attached at the hip. They're seeing this thing through the same lens. And if not, then it seems like Raphael Stone is clearly you know, the ego's hung at the door, and it looks like he's going to do it Ime's way. And together. It seems like there's a great working relationship
Very
there.
Nick and D'Amico like.
Yeah, and it you know, he talks about the continuity part of this thing, the team versus one player thing. I love that approach. I think they've accomplished that though. I think that like they have. They should be talking about it. They've accomplished that part of building this team. The dismount of this comment right here of, you know, all that said, you know, I'm interested in winning championships. We got to win championships. That tells me all that I need to know. I love that part of it as well, but that tells me all I need to know. There's no way that they look at this team right now and think that they've got all the pieces to go win a championship. I mean, be proud of what you built, like what you built, try to keep every bit of it, and it's valuable, it is, but there's no way that they don't look at this team and go, boy, we're one piece away, right? We're one piece away. Do we need to keep our identity and keep our culture and keep our continuity and all those things through whatever move is made? Absolutely. But, man, there's no way they don't watch this and go, we're one player away. There's no way. So – I think they make a move.
Yeah, it is like he said a lot of things to kick that one off that would make you think maybe he wants to see it through. Maybe he looks at the Indiana Pacers and, you know, Minnesota and New York and kind of looks at some of these teams, OKC more maybe.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
More viable that and says, yo, we got all the parts, all a bunch of good guys, and maybe we don't need the two big superstars, whatever. And maybe he looks at that and maybe says that, but he's no fool. Ime Udoka's no fool. They're not looking over there, and they don't have an SGA. I don't think they have a Halliburton. And they don't have a Brunson, and they don't have an Edwards, and I don't think, to me, if I were them, with what they do have, that I would just sit on and wait for one of them. I think Amen Thompson may have a chance. His games might not look like theirs, but he may have a chance to be maybe that caliber of player. But I don't think that they are going to just take that chance.
Well, I mean, no, look, the problem is you can talk about all these teams. They don't have, you mentioned Halliburton. They also don't have a Siakam.
Shingun could be in that. Shingun could be a Siakam-like. All-stars, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking more like guards style. and getting buckets outside than necessarily a big man. But, yeah, to your point.
Level of play.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you are correct there. But you don't have... again, with whether you look at who was the other one you named? You named
Brunson. There's Edwards. There's SGA.
SGA. Well, like SGA. Jalen Williams. Like you don't have that.
No,
guy.
You don't have that. You don't have
Chet. You just don't have guys that are predominant ball handlers that can go get points, go get buckets when you need it the most. I mean, can you? And the other thing is you're not, like you mentioned Shingun, like. Shingun's going to have a hell of a time, in those scenarios unless you find knockdown shooters that can keep the defense from collapsing on his head. Yeah. Like that, you just don't.
But, and he looks better if he has a Halliburton or SGA.
Yeah,
next,
yeah. I think to me, I think you've got the big man, a big man down low that can get it done. I think defensively, you got plenty of pieces that can get it done. You don't have the shooting, and you don't have the ball handler that can go get that bucket consistently the way that these teams that are still playing right now have.
Well, they understand it. They see this. They're not fools, and they see San Antonio is coming. They see that, you know, what the Lakers are doing. They see what other
what
other teams potentially have going for them in that direction, and they're right there primed to get some things done. All right, Tyler, let's make the folks a little cash. Let's make the folks a little money and get this thing started off right. T-Mills Best Bets, a Tuesday edition, short week, but make some big money, baby.
I like the way you just said that.
Yeah, man. Just
that might need to be like the new tagline for Best Bets. But no, I got six baseball
short
wagers.
Week, big money.
It's fire. Six baseball wagers for you. We list them quickly, discuss quickly. If you miss anything, you can go to my Twitter at @TMLRealDeal where I post these things daily. Here are your six for Monday night around baseball. First, I got the Padres money line. I got it at -150. Anything higher than that, I wouldn't probably throw money on, but I like -150 as they host the Marlins. Then I'm on the Rockies at Cubs over. It's a low number, over 7.5. They're expecting a pitcher's duel, but I like over 7.5 runs in Rockies and Cubs tonight. Then an under, Nationals at the Seattle Mariners, fresh off their ass kicking here in Houston. Nationals at Mariners, under 8.5 runs in that one tonight. And then these last three, they all pertain to the hometown squad, the Houston Astros. First, I got the Astros -1.5 runs with Hunter Brown on the bump tonight as the A's come to Daikin Park. And two player props here, just mentioned him, the young kid that is throwing heat, Hunter Brown. This might be the lock of the damn week, if not the month. Hunter Brown over 6.5 strikeouts on the bump for the Astros tonight against the A's. And then I am also on Jose Altuve, the Stro Goat, over 1.5 total bases as he will be DHing for a spot as Astros this evening. Those are your six best bets. Clint, Ron, what do you like? What do you don't? Let me know.
What did you call Altuve?
The Stro Goat.
Oh, God, I didn't know what you said. I mean, say, man, that's new news. I didn't know that. Do you have room for me?
I don't. Damn, I went heavy on some.
Then I'm not telling you which one I like.
I'm going to assume you like all of them.
I'll tell you. I'm immediately drawn to the Rockies and Cubs, and I know the Rockies are going to give it up. They've got a pitcher whose ERA is nearing 8 on the start today. I'm not even going to give you his name. He doesn't deserve it, neither do any of them.
Any member of the Rockies?
No, but Cade Horton has also got an ERA at 4.5 for the Cubs, and I feel like that can get to 7.5 right there. Good.
All right.
Hunter Brown. Now you did this the last time. I would imagine he's pissed coming into this game.
Fuming.
After his last game. Now I hope he holds himself under control, but I like that. And let's see, Altuve, is he coming along? I thought you might get aggressive with Christian Walker and try to follow him up.
I do have a Christian Walker bet going tonight. It just didn't quite make the best bets.
I figured too. That's why he ain't, man. That's why he ain't, Clint. He ain't got room for you because this ain't it.
Those are your six best, but I got 15 tonight.
No panty pick and no room with the bookie, man. You are really, really pushing our relationship.
Did you hear, Tyler?
What?
15. He's got 15 on the books tonight.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, when you win them first seven, text me before the Astros start and let me know. I'll tell you what I want.
Okay. Get I can do that.
Texans All Access, OTAs, Jonathan Alexander coming up behind us, and also Area 45 after them. Clint, great job. Clint lost 14 pounds, baby.
Come on.
Great job, baby.
Ron lost 10 pounds.
That's
come
right,
on, give
baby.
It up
they
for the big fella.
Yeah.
Don't be cheering him on the streets, though, y'all.
Yeah, just let me be. Tyler, great job as well. I'm Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Seemed impossible to fail. Tyler Milner, the entire Drive family is extremely disappointed in you.
Oh, I
know
forgot
it.
All about
I'm disappointed.
You had a conversation about
wait,
this.
Wait a minute.
I'm thinking about how much you told us that you were going to be wearing them damn panties. Them damn bikini things. The American flags. I was waiting for that.
The banana hammock.
Oh, damn it. I would have said Parker. It's Tyler, you better put yourself on that turd list this week.
Well, that's not going to happen, but
I mean, I think the listeners...
You let a lot of people down, man.
And they wanted to see it. And then they sit down and say, well, here, I'll get some bugs to just wait it out.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.